Well, Patrick Skinner is a former CIA officer who came home to Savannah, Georgia, to be first a rookie cop and then a detective. He thinks policing has to change. In a 2020 op-ed, he wrote, "The war on crime turned streets into battlefields, cops into warriors." Convinced that police cannot be at war with neighbors, he moved into the neighborhood he polices. And in a recent op-ed in the Washington Post, he wrote that all cops should be offended and outraged, not by the Derek Chauvin verdict, but by what Chauvin did. And he believes the lesson is to de-escalate. Detective Skinner joins us now. And you say this Chauvin verdict was a lesson for all cops. Tell us more.
I try to put a lot of thought into my profession. This is the last job I'll ever have, hopefully. And so I never took anything personally. And I thought that was a good thing because I didn't get defensive. When I saw outrageous police behavior, I would say, okay, it's okay if people yell at me about that because I didn't do it. Because I thought it was clever and it helped me psychologically. But after the Chauvin verdict, where, I mean, you just watched a guy get murdered, and then the police profession is doing this in the power of the state, I had to realize it has to be personal. Now, again, I can't be defensive. That's the worst thing I as an individual can do, and certainly as a profession can do. But I had to take it personally because it has to be something every single day that drives me. And I try to be a thoughtful police, but now I have to be a passionate police for my neighbors.
Yeah. Well, you've said your neighbors, these people you're policing, and for you, it's literal. You live there, but you should view people you're policing as your neighbors. Many of them are in fragile situations, and an officer can either pull them back from the brink or tip them over. You say the job is to pull them back. What do you say to officers who say, that's a social worker's job?
I understand that, but I also reject it. I mean, I get it. Should we be responding to animal calls, broken down cars, traffic violations that aren't serious, and above all, mental distress? Should the police be responding to that? Of course not. If we were a well-functioning society, you would never call 911 and just get the cops to show up. But that's not an excuse. Until they fix it, we are the ones who show up, and we can't just say, well, you know, that's not part of our job, so I don't have to do it well. Of course we do. And these are our neighbors' lives at stake. And I'm very deliberate with that term because, one, as you said, it is literal. I live right down the street. And I see people, I mean, I see people I've arrested, you know, and that's a good check on your behavior. But also, it doesn't matter if it's not your job. It is your job at that moment. If you go to that scene, whatever is happening is your job. And it can't be focused on compliance. You can't just say, well, I need to get control.
Talk more about some of your techniques. You say that on a way to a 911 call, if there's a phone number attached to it, you call that number. In one case, you were told domestic abuse, violence, a house being destroyed. You called, and what did the woman answering say to you?
It was an adult sister taking care of her adult autistic brother. He was literally tearing up the house, but that moment had passed, and at that moment, he was standing outside in the yard. It's pitch dark. I said, okay, so what is going on? And she tells me, hey, he is violent, but he's not dangerous. And there is a big difference. I mean, there is no threat to me. And so I just said, hey, what does he like to be called? And more importantly, what should we not do? You know, no lights or sirens. And she actually said, no, he actually lights the lights, no sirens, and he'll kind of be interested in that. All I'm looking for is a non-event. As police officers, the drama is going to come. People are going to act violently, but it is incumbent upon us to not bring that drama.
You say you approach every incident, every call, as if you didn't have a badge and a gun. What would I do if I didn't have a gun? How would I de-escalate this? But I think the point you're making is that we don't have to assume blame, but we have to assume responsibility.
Yes, and it has to be personal and it has to be professional. And it has to be both at the same time and they have to feed off each other. My profession can't change just by some big slogans at the top and then every 2 months we have a Crime Stopper meeting. It has to be every cop has to understand what is the point of this job. And we are not a thin blue line holding back chaos. We're not. Because if that was true, we would have been overrun a long time ago. We are people blessed with the power of the state and good luck. And our job is to help people that probably haven't had two lucky days in a row.
We know that the thin blue line is also being taken down from the inside. We saw the officers be witness against Derek Chauvin. But what would you say to officers who hear this and they're just enraged by it? They feel that they are being blamed. I mean, you pointed out that, you know, there were There was a police union in New York that did a slowdown after a verdict that they took personally. Tell me more about what you would say to them, about how they go out on the street tomorrow.
I mean, I can barely do my own job. I speak for myself, barely. But I would say that if you have the power of the state, you cannot have thin skin. And you can't come up with excuses like, well, we're just human, or I had a bad day. Because we wouldn't accept that with pilots or surgeons. Well, I killed that person, but I had a fight with my wife the night before. But I'm not denying that there is danger, and I'm not diminishing it. I'm saying that the danger, a lot of times, is coming from us towards our neighbors if we rush faster than our judgment. Don't be defensive. Do your job with kindness, with empathy. I mean, that's the point. The point of the job is our neighbors. In fact, they're not just the point of the job. They're the only way we can do this job, because it is by their consent. And if we don't stop what's happening, that consent is going to go away.
That's Patrick Skinner, a police officer, a detective now in Savannah, Georgia. We'll link you to his op-eds at herenow.org. Detective Skinner, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So, are you an officer or a loved one of one? We'd really love to hear from you at letters@herenow.org.